Nolte, FCC looks into children's TV failing to warn parents about LGBT propaganda. By John Nolte on April 22, 2026. The Federal Communications Commission, FCC, announced an inquiry this week into a TV rating system that is required to warn parents about adult content in children's shows, but has not addressed all the LGBT propaganda pushed at kids these days. The FCC's Media Bureau is seeking comment by May 22 from the general public to protect their children and make informed choices about the TV programs their children watch. The Bureau explained in a public notice. Over the years, Congress and the FCC have acted to empower parents to determine the type of television programming that is appropriate for their children. Indeed, in 1996, Congress found that television programming has a uniquely pervasive presence in the lives of American children and influences children's perceptions of the values and behavior that are common and acceptable in society. Congress then determined that parents should be provided with timely information about the nature of upcoming video programming and have the ability to block violent, sexual, or other programming that parents believe is harmful to their children. The rating system is supposed to work this way. Programs, designed to be appropriate for all children, including very young ones, are rated TVY. Programs, designed to be appropriate for children age 7 and above are rated TVY7. Programs, not specifically designed for children but are nonetheless suitable for all ages are rated TVG. The industry's system also includes ratings for TVPG, TV14, and TVMA. The notice says that there have been concerns raised by the public about how this rating system is no longer meeting its congressional mandate. Specifically, recently, parents have raised concerns that controversial gender identity issues are being included or promoted in children's programs without providing any disclosure or transparency to parents. Specifically, the industry guidelines that parents rely on are rating shows with transgender and gender non-binary programming as appropriate for children and young children, and doing so without providing this information to parents, thereby undermining the ability of parents to make informed choices for their families. Emphasis added. Comments are due by May 22. We all know this is happening and that the networks are refusing to disclose LGBT propaganda in children's programming because 1. The whole point of this propaganda is to allow leftist Hollywood to come between the child and the influence of the parent or 2. The networks are terrified of being called bigots because you don't warn kids about heterosexuality. As if mom and dad kissing is the same and dad kissing. It's not. And you can teach children tolerance for those different from them without exposing them to adult sexuality or outright dangerous content, such as normalizing transvestism or the mental illness that drives the trans movement. The rating system is voluntary. Cable and streaming outlets do not fall under the jurisdiction of the FCC. Nevertheless, the broadcast networks, cable networks, and streaming outlets still choose to use the system. However, if they are using the ratings system in a dishonest way to sucker parents into thinking their LGBT propaganda falls under TVY, or that it is safe for everyone, that's a separate issue. Personally, I would like to see this transparency in all entertainment. I find it absurd that I'm warned in advance about characters smoking a cigarette and strobe lights when there's no warning about two hairy guys having sex. Other than the awful storytelling created by woke tartary, one of the primary reasons I stopped watching modern TV is all the gay stuff. I don't want to watch that, and I got tired of being sucker punched by it. So, I stick to the tried and true, like Kung Fu and the Rockford Files.